6'4", she'd be 3'8", didn't know he drove American cars. Ray-Bans in your face, you've been driving all day, but you're home and I'm so grateful you are. You're gonna fix it.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Don't be sad. Tune in to WONY 90.9 FM.
I'm Jennifer, a retired veteran. Money's tight, but I shop right by planning my meals ahead of time. When making a shopping list, I check for ingredients I already have along with their expiration dates. I save money by buying only what I need and sticking to my list. Learn how you can shop right when money's tight. Visit snapedny.org. Save time, save money, eat healthy.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONY for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Thank you for listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. My name is Joshua Youngquist, and this is the last Youngquest for the foreseeable future. I'll be in Oneonta, so the show might come back. But this is my last time in the booth as a student, as a radio DJ here. I've been with WONY for 4 years. My show started out as OJ. I had a second show called Fruit Salad, and I eventually turned OJ into the Youngquest, which is what it is today. This show has meant so much to me. I've met so many of my close friends through the station, just through music. And so as a dedication to them, this playlist is an amalgamation of everyone that I've known throughout my time here. I have songs like Leah by Seeing Double when freshman year we would go to Treehouse as a group and see them play. I have As It Was when a friend of mine and I would go on walks together sophomore year to kind of de-stress. Helena for my very good friend Paige and Steph. Black Sheep one of the songs that my first band here at Oneonta played, Aphasia, for my good friend Susie Q. When the Sun Hits and Star Roving by Slow Dive, that reminded me of Greg and Magnus, who I used to dance with and who showed me much more of Slow Dive. 1251 by The Strokes, which reminds me of Woney House, sophomore year, same as Lover's Rock. Decepticon, which reminds me of Evie Bliss from my freshman year when she was a senior, when I first started getting into Woney. Hysteria reminds me of my Kate, my friend Kate. You know, Linger, I Have Shine, that reminds me of my good friend Mitch. Damn That River, that goes out to my friend Elliot. Like, this playlist is all songs I love, but all songs I love because they remind me of people that I love and people who made me who I am. And I think this radio show definitely helped me with that. And so I'm going to stop talking for a second, and I'm going to play the first song, which is Like a Stone. I dedicate this to all the karaoke nights I've had. I mean, to Liv, Sophia, to Bella, to Gio, to Zach, you know, to literally everybody. Karaoke, the last karaoke we had last Thursday, I sang the song, and my people I've known for 4 years were there just with me, and, you know, that's enough said. This is Like a Stone by Audioslave. I hope you guys enjoy.
Love them too.
Like a Stone by Audioslave. This next anecdote, I know it's going to hit, and that's why I'm doing it. The next song I have is for my freshman year roommate, Sean. Made me the person I am today. Wouldn't be the person I am without him. Wow. This is genuinely harder than I thought. What I was going to say, though, is Sean and I remember once I was playing, like, I think I was playing, like, Rage Against the Machine and Deftones, and he was like, hey, like, we, like, maybe this is, like, third week. He goes, so, like, is that the only type of music you listen to? And I was like, no, no, like, I'm open to anything. And then he showed me some of his music, and I was just like, okay, you know, like, different vibes at the time. But then we ended up melding into such a beautiful friendship that that's my brother. That's just not my roommate. That's just my brother. And him and I would, like, go on walks or whatever. And two doors down the hallway were these two really weird kids named JJ and Sydney. And, you know, we eventually started hanging out with them. And then you would go downstairs and you'd see, like, Sean Hogan, the hottest redhead you'll ever see. Like, come on, forget about it. You'd see him, you'd see Steph, you'd see Dan, you'd see Alex, you'd see everybody just walking the halls. And we were just this group. Dakota and Maya's room I'd go into literally all the time. We were just walking in and out of each other's rooms. We got really close. You know, Grace Tran didn't live there in the building, but she was there all the time. And then we met Magnus and Greg. You know, I met Gabby, Paige, and Elliot, Tommy Mang, you know, Toby Hall, Lauren Weir. You know, names I'm literally blanking on right now. Kate Edwards, you know, and Redacted, you know, like the fact that I'm friends with these people 4 years later, I think is a testament to the type of people they are, not just me, but to them. Yeah, and I love them all. But this one goes to Sean N. This is Slipping Through My Fingers, but from Mamma Mia with Meryl Streep and Amanda Seyfried. I hope you guys enjoy.
She leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile. I watch her go. Surge of that well-known sadness, and I have to sit down for a while. The feeling that I'm losing her forever, and without really entering the world, I'm glad whenever I can share laughter and sunny. Slipping through my fingers all the time, I try to capture every minute. The feeling in it, slipping through my fingers all the time. Do I really see what's in her mind? Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing, slipping through my fingers. Sleep in our eyes, her and me at the breakfast table. Barely awake, I let precious time go by. Then when she's gone, there's that odd melancholy feeling and the sense of guilt I can't deny. Adventures, the places I had planned for us to go. Some of that we did, but most we didn't, and why I just don't know. Slipping through my fingers all the time, I try to catch her every minute. Slipping through my fingers all the time. Do I really see what's in her mind? Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing. Slipping through my fingers all the time. Sometimes I wish that I.
school bag in hand, she leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile.
I'm back. Yeah. That's just a good song. I'll chill for a second. The next one is As It Was. Sophomore year, I don't know why, but I got really into walking, and I know that sounds stupid, but it was just like the best way to clear my mind. And I'd go on walks, and sometimes someone would join me in the song. We would just play a lot. But, yo, chill. Wow. I really thought I'd be able to get through this one, too. But Dan bet me I couldn't do 15K steps like a day, or like there was like a week. There was a week check. There was like a certain amount of steps a week I couldn't do. So I would go on these walks and I would get joined. And As It Was by Harry Styles would be played a lot. So here's that. Okay, I don't know what just happened. honestly, like, that's nice. That song was over anyway. Yeah, as it was. Sean, chill on those pictures, by the way. You know what I mean? You ain't gotta do all that. Next up, though. Next up, we have Leah by Seeing Double. Seeing Double was a band here at Oneonta our freshman year, and I think a little bit into our sophomore year they were here. But, I mean, the song itself is a great song, but the memories that I have tied with Treehouse and just the music scene and how we all met one another and how we got close and how it wouldn't matter, like, what we did or what we liked on any given day. Like, we could all just meet up at this messy little... Oh, my God, so messy. The house, like, genuinely should have been condemned long before any of us the computer's not working, and this is kind of like a fade on me. Wait, let me try one more time. No, but, I mean, the messiest house I think you will ever see in your entire life. However, also the most beautiful house, because I remember staying after and, you know, hanging out in the green room at the time, or like seeing the witch there, the witch, or the Valentine's Day raves, or when Georgia brought a baby doll and everyone, you know, tattooed it. Like just stupid stuff. I also remember sprinting to the Wilbur bus stop, like not jogging, like sprinting, like we were going to miss it. We were always late, but we always made it to the bus on time. And that really, I feel like that really reflects us, you know, as a group. We always made it. We always got there, and we will always get there, and we'll always be okay. Yeah. There's literally too much to say. There's way too much to say about Treehouse. Like, if you guys, like, I didn't think I'd be speechless, but I am. And the worst part about this is it won't, okay, I got it. This is Leah by Singing Devil. I'd like to stay there if I can.
You're breaking my heart.
Boom. That was Leah by Seeing Double. Yeah, I mean, Treehouse was genuinely like, I didn't really go to the bars early in college, but there was always somewhere to go out. We'd go out Thursday to the Black Oak for music, Friday, Saturday, Treehouse. Sunday, we would always get breakfast together at Will's. We'd have a table maybe 10, 15 people long, adding chairs, just being loud as humanly possible and not caring at all because it didn't matter because we were with each other and that's all that mattered. Will's breakfast, I mean, man, I would always get like three drinks, always a bowl full of just the hash browns, fruit, and then bacon, egg, and cheese, and then the omelet station. I know everybody loves the omelet station. I love the omelet station. So good. It is genuinely so good. And I really, guys, I'm going to be honest, the computer's not working. So, I'm going to try one more thing. Does that work? Well, the next song I have is When the Sun Hits. I mean, if you've known me, you know that that song is genuinely just like my cup of tea. I'm going to try one more thing. Let me see if I can do it from my phone. Because if I can do it from my phone, then that works. Yeah, I can do it from my phone. All right, I'll just do it from my phone then. Sweet. Okay. Hey. Well, maybe. No, I can't do it from my phone either. I genuinely, the computer won't work. I could sing, yeah. Let me just try to sing When the Sun Hits. I actually did do it with a band once. That was fun, if you guys remember that. Oh, okay, I got it. It's Being So Weird. Let's just rock. And now it's not playing at all. There it is.
Thank you.
That was When the Sun Hits. I am going to talk about you guys for a little bit, and I'm going to restart the entire system. Do it. Yeah. All right. Well, if you really want to do this, let's start simply, I don't know, freshman year. When I first joined a band, I kind of made a band, Maya, Sean, Junior, and Alex at the time. I didn't really know how to play the guitar. I just knew how to sing. And so Paige would take her extremely sweet time teaching me chords and playing with me in the common room of Toby Hall. And she would just be patient with me, and she would wait with me, and she would just make sure I got it right. And she really helped me build my confidence with that early on. And so for her, like, I'll always appreciate that. Just taking the time, like, I mean, I couldn't tell you a single day we weren't together, just the group. Like, I remember when I first met everyone, it was a little, not shy is not the right word, but it was a little, you know, like, as everything, it's just like little first meetings, whatever, first encounters. But, you know, we all kind of just like melded and molded and just became, I mean, like, you guys saw the stuff I was wearing freshman year. Why have we not burned that flannel? That black denim jacket that I would never part with, that, you know, X, Y, and Z, just the stuff that I wore. I loved it. But like fashion wise, no. And the other thing is, now this will get sentimental. The music is starting. So now I have like a scapegoat. I thought about leaving Oneonta. I thought about leaving it all. I didn't think college was for me. I didn't think I fit in. I didn't know what I wanted to do, which I don't think anybody knows what they want to do, but I thought I was supposed to. So I thought I had an idea, but I didn't. So I thought about transferring. I was going to leave. I was going to go to Binghamton. I used to joke that I was going to drop out and become a lobster fisherman in Maine. I was like, it's not for me. But then I found this group in like October or November, a freshman year. And like, well, I was like, what's one more semester? And I remember like watching the sunrise with Sean on the first day of like my last final, like our first last final in Golding. And it was like this gorgeous, like orange sunset. And like there was snow covering the trees and you could just see it rising up the hill. And I was like, wow, like this has been a great semester, like ups and downs, but this has been a good semester. And then I remember coming back in January, and everybody, like the first weekend, like we were freshmen, but everybody was like losing their minds. Like we were just so happy to be back. And that semester is when we really got closer. And then we all lived in Madison Hall 121, the suite. And then I think that really solidified everything. I mean, we had people over all the time. We had people crashing on our couches, staying in our rooms. And it was never a burden. We did it because we loved it. We just loved the group. I remember playing COD Zombies for hours, not skipping a class to play Call of Duty Zombies. I remember people recording music in their rooms. Doors always open, just going in and out. I learned very quickly never to touch Sean's air fryer after a night out because, oh, he'll let you know those are his French fries, you know? And then he would always offer. Or the sweet parties, we'd call them, where everybody would pack in, or the first Friendsgiving, where we just put a bunch of tables together, took up the space of the entire room, and then just all just had food together and ate it. And it became this, it's become this thing that we've done for 3 years now, and it's gotten so much bigger. And like, I love seeing that there's new people we've added who I still cherish and value so much. But those of you listening right now, like those of you, like, just, I can't even explain it. And then Ford, living at the Ford house, going over to Myrtle Mafia, you know, Rob, JJ, Sid, Alex, Peter, just going over that house, the Kingdom, Cherry. Like, we had all these houses, but it wasn't like these were like our houses. It was like these were just like pit stops where we were all welcome and like we could all go to rest and then go out. And I remember, like, just so many parties. It's like hard to say, but I remember Wony Formal junior year. That was so much fun. you know, all these like just little intricate little things, or like the Woney House sophomore year that we all went to. Even though some of us weren't even in Woney, we still mobbed it. And it was a great time. And it's just all these little things that we've done. And like, even though we all are doing such incredible things, and we're all doing different things, we all did it by each other's side. And you know, I'm like realizing it now as I'm speaking, but I mean, I could do something really messed up right now and play Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley. And I do have that on the playlist, but I think I might take a beat. I'll let people decide, I guess. I guess I'll let people decide. Oh, wow. I can't even read the group chat. There's just so much. All right. I could play Star Roving or I could play Aphasia. I think I was going to play Star Roving next. And I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to play Star Roving next. And I'm giving that to Greg. I'm giving that to Greggy and Magnus. Next up, we'll do Aphasia by Pinegrove for my Suzy Q. And then, you know, Lover, you should have come over. I'm sorry, guys. That's happening. That's happening today. There's no choice. There's no choice. I'm hearing, you know what? Ooh, Buckley, Jeff Buckley. Let's see. If the computer, if the computer won't allow, that's a sign. But I feel like the computer's going to allow. No, it didn't. No, okay. I'm going to restart it again because, well, let me try something else. No. Yes. Okay. You guys are spared for now. Let me try one more time. Let's see. Add the queue. Skip. No. Okay. It won't let me. Wait, I figured it out. Okay, I hope everybody is ready for Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley.
Too blind to see the that is me. The open window lets the rain in. Burning in the corner is the only one who dreams he had you with him.
I realize what I've done, and so I apologize. And instead, we have a caller. We have a caller. All right. Just stand by. You guys should be on air. Hello. They're not on air. I'm literally... Like, I've been doing... Yeah, you should be on air. Yes, you're on air.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
How could you?
How dare you play that?
How could you bring Jeff into this?
I don't even care, bro. You got me messed up, bro.
How could you?
Hey, guys. I don't know.
No, Josh, because this is serious, bro. You just forget about me?
I forget about you.
Boyfriend, I guess.
No.
I guess.
Okay, you know what? The next anecdote is going to Andrew. Andrew, you asked for this, by the way. I'm cutting the cameras.
Didn't ask for anything.
Nope, I'm cutting the cameras. Andrew, you asked for this. The phone is off. The line is hung up. Andrew, you genuinely asked for this. All right. Andrew Treblecock, let's just think about some of the stuff I said to you. Why can't I hang up the phone? Guys, hang up the phone if you're listening. Just do it. Just hang it up. Andrew, you have made... I said this to you Saturday. Andrew's relatively new, but it doesn't mean you're any less important to me than anyone else. And I've been able to see how much of an impact you've had on the group. I mean, your relationship with Paige, you two... Like, just you, Andrew. Like, you just, like, you jump around and you're fun and you genuinely care about everyone. And... You're just a pleasure to be around and everyone loves you. And I see the way, like I've known Maya for 4 years and I see the way that you guys just match each other and she lights up and she is nothing but happy when she's with you. And I think it takes a really special person to do that and you are that special person. And so you think I forgot about you, but I don't think I ever will. I mean, I remember first meeting you and being like, oh, like, yeah, he's cool. Like, whatever. Like, I don't know him that well. And then I got to know you more and I was like, wow, like he's actually like a really nice kid. And then we got to know each other more and more. And like, I don't know, I could talk to you like I could talk to anyone else. And your music taste is, oh, you know what? I got you, Andrew. If the computer will let me, I'm playing Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode. Please. It won't let me. It literally won't let me. I don't know why it won't let me. It doesn't like Depeche Mode? That doesn't make any sense. Depeche Mode's great. Nope. Damn. That's annoying. Okay, well, no Depeche Mode. But see, I would have played that for you. He is a kid. He is a grown-up. He is not a kid. Well, you're my grandson. How about that? So you're always a kid to me? How about that? I'm your grandpa. So let's take it back. Okay, mental health break. Okay, next up is The Adults Are Talking by The Strokes. I hope you guys enjoy.
They will blame us. your tension and climbing up your wall.
That was The Adults Are Talking by The Strokes. Next up is Aphasia by Pine Grove. But I'll chill for a second. Another little shout out to someone who's, I hope they're still listening, but I know they have class. Ali Krebs. I remember freshman year we all watched the Blair Witch Project together. And that was like fun and that was nice. And then you was like with this little group. And then like things change, people change, times change. But every once in a while, like, we would meet up. And then I remember junior year, you and I would go on walks literally all the time, just walking around. Didn't matter if it was freezing. It didn't matter if it was blistering hot. We would just go on walks and talk and think and really just, like, hear each other out. And I specifically remember it was snowing, and they had just built that little area in Huntington Park, the Epcot Ball. And it was snowing, and we went for a walk, and we ended up there, and we just sat and watched. Like, you could see cars go by. It was just nice. It was relaxing. And I remember in that moment it was peaceful. You know what I mean? Like we were every like there was just peace. And then I walked home. And that was that. But I mean, just such little moments like that that like you don't even remember on the day to day. But then like when you really sit down and think about it, like I remember Cherry, like the Cherry parties where JJ, shout out Spike Your Milk, by the way. I think I just saw that pop up on my phone. But yeah, shout out the volleyball team. But where like JJ would be talking and he would unscrew one of the bistro lights. And then he'd say, I have an idea. Or like he would say something like, guys, we should chug, or guys, we should play King's Cup. And then he would screw it back in and go, oh, it's electric. You know, it's just electric. Or California Hennessy, that little bit. That was is your full name, California Hennessy? Just like, just stupid, actually so stupid, but so funny. Or like, I'm rapping, I'm stacking, I'm making it happen. You know, shout out Sid. And then Rob, beep, bop, boop, bop. I don't know if he's listening, but I can't even, oh, Petal, Petal, Pumpkin, Eatle. I feel like that's the thing about college is you don't know who you're going to meet and you don't know who's going to stick with you. And I am just eternally lucky, I think. And like eternally, like I blessed. I remember when it was boiling down to 50 days, I was like thinking like, wow, like I didn't do enough. Like I could have done more. Like maybe I could have stopped holding myself back. And I said it to my independent study that I share with a bunch of the people listening, actually. And the teacher was like, no. She was like, in 10 years time, you're not going to remember what you were sad about that day. You probably won't even remember you're sad, but you will remember what you were happy about. You remember the good times. And I was thinking, I was like, and that's true. But then I was also thinking, what more could I ask for than the people that are surrounded with me and with me? Like on my birthday, seeing everyone in that house together, just coming together and hanging out, or seeing them at the bars, just like people I've known literally in and out for 4 years. Like, what more could you want out of a college experience? Yes, like prepared for life. Yes, job opportunities. But I have this family that has been with me through thick and thin, seen me on these ups and these downs, and just nothing but love. And so, without further ado, this is Aphasia by Pine Grove.
So long, aphasia, and the ways you kept me hiding. It's not so much exactly all the words I hear. It's more that I was somehow down to let them loose. So complicated. Thank you.
wrong sometimes. Don't let it freak you out. What you got was in your reach, it's all in all. Plus one day you'll be reaching for me and I'll be gone. So to help remind myself, I wrote this little song. Yeah.